This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. Jan Wong and Celine Ting from Open Minds Resources are with me today for our monthly check-in on all things digital marketing. All right, Celine, you have an interesting update for us on Instagram.
Yep. There's actually two updates. So Instagram is now becoming more accessible to business. So before this, before Facebook actually took over, Instagram was a little bit tedious when it comes to businesses. You have to kind of to look at analytics. Even to have analytics is already a big deal for Instagram. But I think we mentioned briefly a few months back about how they're putting Instagram tab onto Creative Studios, but we didn't really expand on what the functionalities are. So there have been some new updates on that, and it's now officially on Creative Studio. So that's quite exciting, especially for businesses or people who are interested to create content on their desktop via Instagram via their desktop.
Yeah.
The other one is actually, Facebook has actually released an AR Sparks effects on Instagram. So I'll explain a little bit further on that.
Okay, let's start with the AR Spark effects.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so that one's quite interesting. So what that is basically a platform for creators and or businesses to create an AR effect for yourself. So it's literally a platform for, you know like Instagram is quite known for all these effects and all these filters that use AR, whether a cat on your face, a dog on your face, makeup on your face. It's very, very known for that, especially with Instagram and Snapchat. So now Facebook is opening it up for everybody to be able to create filters for their community.
When you say everyone, you mean marketers and brands, of course.
Yeah,
right?
Marketers and brands, even just normal people who are just interested in AR in general. So you can create it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually a whole community. You can actually, when you go to the Facebook AR Sparks page, there's a whole page that talks about how to do it, what AR developers are actually talking about it. You can actually use tools and functions that they provide without actually coding it. Without actually knowing how to code, you can actually create filters. And there is actually a community for it. So you can share your filters, share niche filters, talk to the creators, talk to different people who are creating all these filters on that platform themselves.
Okay, and you know, what do you see as like the main plus point of being able to do something like this, other than just the personalization for brands, you know, and of course like the fad factor?
Yeah, I think it's just interesting in general. It's just a different way to kind of promote content, right? Whether you're trying to promote a particular product, whether you're trying to promote a particular event, I think Instagram kind of dabbled a little bit with it. Facebook also dabbled a little bit with it, which is to kind of insert like maybe a product or when you're at a certain location, you can post a particular thing or use a particular filter. So they kind of dabbled with it. But now brands or people can actually create their own filter for their own promotion, for their own products. So I think it's just another way to create interesting content and to push out there. And because of the community, you can actually build, you can also reach out to different creators. Maybe it's a filter that you're interested in. Businesses can reach out to different creators, maybe to push a particular product, maybe create a filter for your brand. So it's just a whole new way to kind of create impact, especially within Facebook and also for AR.
All right. Okay, what about, you know, Instagram being on Creative Studio?
Yeah, so Instagram before this, you can only post via your phone, via mobile phone. There's no way for you to post other than if you're using a partner's, Instagram's official partner's platform, but there's no way for you to actually create content on your desktop to post or schedule your post. But now with Creative Studios, you can actually do that. You can add filters, you can look at analytics. So if you're trying to look for analytics, you don't even need to go to your mobile phone and click on analytics, look for all these kind of things. Everything is just on one platform.
But why has it taken them so long to get on Creative Studio?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I have no idea. But I think it's also because Facebook is trying to kind of integrate these two platforms. So they're trying to integrate Facebook and Instagram together. So they started off with Facebook first onto Creator Studio. So everything is one platform. So you can create, you can publish everything on one space. And then they kind of put Instagram there. So now you can actually manage your Facebook page and your Instagram page. And it's not just one Instagram page. You can manage all your Instagram page. So you can pick and choose. You can see all the stats at one go. You can see the stats for one of your pages. So it's very, very convenient, especially for businesses.
So this will definitely encourage more brands to be more active on the platform.
Mm-hmm. So you can do cross-posting. You can make sure that, you know, your content is going up. on your desktop itself. You don't have to keep checking your mobile phone, getting notifications from there. You can actually just look at everything on one platform itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And as Ryan would say, you know, it improves the quality of life for the marketers.
Yes. That's so him.
Also, we have another update on LinkedIn. Now, I just have to say that, you know, I think in 2019, we've really been discussing a lot of Pinterest and a lot of LinkedIn.
Exactly.
And these guys were kind of missing in 2018, right?
Exactly. And I think especially for LinkedIn, they're one of the more elusive ones, I think. Even as a marketer, right, I think a lot of us found it a little bit more challenging to find insights or even analytics. I mean, LinkedIn does give certain insights and analytics prior to this, but it's a little bit more elusive and we kind of just get a bit of overview. But right now, LinkedIn is set to actually change that, and we can see how would this really impact businesses, including LinkedIn as part of the social media marketing strategy.
Okay, so what kind of data will we get from this new update?
So this new update looks at three types of insights, three very interesting ones that will really, really benefit a lot of companies out there. I'll just name the three upfront. One is what they call people insights. The second one they call industry insights and advertising insights. So people insights basically just allows you to tap into the top audiences on LinkedIn. This will include a display of the audience's location, skills, who they follow. You can even filter by their cohorts, whether they are small business owners, IT decision makers, C-suite. And what's more interesting, you can even go one step deeper into identifying what are the topics that resonates with these audiences.
Right.
Whether they are talking more on maybe venture capital or maybe HR, maybe professional development, cloud computing, or whatever there is. Right, and this data, this insight that LinkedIn is able to provide actually supersedes whatever other social media platform there is. Facebook will not be able to give you data like that. Same goes to Instagram, because they don't classify or categorize their users or audiences in this manner as LinkedIn has put.
Wow.
So right now, if you were to advertise on LinkedIn or you to post a content on LinkedIn, you know exactly who are these people. What type of segments do they come from? Are there all the C-suite? Are there executives? Are there managers? And this all comes through people insights.
Is it possible to actually do it layer on layer? So like, you know, say you want the C-suites, but you want the C-suites who are interested in cloud computing. Is that even possible?
Yes, it is possible. That's exactly how it works. In fact, you can go by the locations, you go by the skills, and then you just filter it down all the way to who they are.
Well, that's hyper-targeted.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Based on their job profession, which is very interesting.
All right. So what about the industry insights?
So industry insights brings about a little bit more a macro approach. So people is very micro, right? You're going to who are the cohorts and so on. But industry looks at different verticals that are already recognized on LinkedIn. So let's say you are looking for data pertaining to the financial services sector, to technology, to healthcare. And what it really sends to you, it's the marketing trends. They'll be able to consolidate certain data coming from type of content that's being shared within the industry. What are the top talk about topics within the industry? What are the most talk about keywords that's being shared within that particular industry? All this comes through industry insights.
Well, okay. And the last one was
Advertising
exactly. Insights, yeah.
So advertising is probably the most straightforward of them all, because advertising insights right now just gives you a lot more data as you buy ads on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. No longer is just a normal engagement, but right now it's also be able to tap into a very specific ad strategy based on the business objectives that you would define as you set up your ads through LinkedIn.
So this is actually a pretty huge update for LinkedIn, right?
Yes, it is, especially because data was a bit scarce on LinkedIn. And right now, giving the ability to tap into especially industry and people insights, you'll probably be quite a game changer of how marketers out there would approach ad buying on this platform.
So the main benefits, aside from the being able to hyper-target who you want to reach on the platform, what are the other benefits?
I think the other one is really related to content creation, right? Understanding who your audiences really are, or understanding what the industry is interested in hearing about.
And what resonates with them.
Exactly. Allows you to create content that resonates with them. I mean, back then, we were probably just playing a guess, right? We were just saying, oh, maybe my followers are, or maybe the people that are engaging with me are the managers, therefore I produce content A. But if in actual fact there were the C-suites, you probably position your content slightly differently that speaks to them. And this will really help businesses in planning ahead what would suit their audience.
All right, very interesting stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we have more on LinkedIn and Pinterest next month as well.
Yes, I think we can most definitely look forward to that.
All right, that is a wrap for this month's edition of Digital Marketing Updates. Thanks again, Jen Wong and Celine Ting. For the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website. It's openmindsresources.com. Or you can catch up on our digital marketing podcast on the BFM app, the BFM website, bfm.my, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Just search for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Jen Wong and Celine Ting from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.